You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about putting some boom in your spuds, digging for a cold one, getting blotto with the capos, and Hotel Rub Club, the party never stops.
All that and more on episode 150 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Rob, what the hell is happening with the weathercast?
Yes. Okay. Quick recap. What do we have? Super freezing weather, like on episode 148. Episode 149, we had massive amounts of snow. And now it's spring again. I looked out my back window. My lawn is completely snow-free.
Yeah, I was about to go start my lawnmower.
Well, no, you could. Yeah, so yeah, but you know, climate change, yeah, it's a complete myth. Like, it's not.
Yeah. Yes, nothing happened here.
Nothing happening there. Other than that, so here we are, episode 150.
The big 150.
Yes, we're not going to make a meal out of it like we did 100 or the century marks, but you know, I mean, hey, it's still a milestone of some significance.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
We're doing okay. Yeah, so here we are, episode 150, and what do we got in store? We had a Super Bowl a couple days ago.
Yeah, did I win?
Did you win the Super Bowl? No, you would have to participate.
Well, see, too much effort.
Yes.
I get it. Don't even try. I understand. Thanks.
Yep. So,
I went to my brother's place to watch it.
Yes, and I'm not a Pats fan, but congratulations to any Patriots fans. 6 Super Bowls.
Yeah, I'm not a Pats fan, but at some point when you show up to when you join the league and you go to the dance 50% of the time that you're in the league.
Yes.
At some point you have to stop and go, motherfucker, this guy's good.
Well, that's just it. Yeah, and there's a lot of naysayers and a lot of excuses, but like all 6 times, like in the last 18 years, like come on. So yeah, anyway,
and that's wins. Like he's been there. They've been there 11, I think, if you include Bledsoe. But
overall.
They've been there 9 times for him personally.
Yeah, since their quarterback has started in his rookie year, he started in the Super Bowl, and there he was. That was 18 years ago, 17 years ago.
Jeez.
Yeah, so literally half the time he goes to the Super Bowl. Like, come on.
Peter Berg directed a commercial for NFL 100 because it's the 100th anniversary.
I saw that.
Yeah, and so they have all these great stars, and the best, the one part I liked was when he's like, he looks over at Tom Brady, and he goes, hey, you're going to get involved in this? And he goes, he looks at his fingers that are just filled with rings.
Yeah.
And he starts taking off all the rings. He goes, here, hold these. It's cling, 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 cling.
NFL 100, it's a commercial. It's on YouTube. It's everywhere. Check it out. If you're an NFL fan, you'll love it. They have Barry Sanders, Joe Montana, Mean Joe Green. You're like, it's just an awesome.
The 72 awesome Dolphins are there.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Like everybody. And people you don't even know because they're way before, like about 3 generations before you. So there.
It's pretty awesome. Check it out. So here we are. Our listeners, I'm sure, will be pleased. Football season is over and we get a little respite. I think I start up my reffing stuff in March or April. So at least we got a month where I don't have to talk or think about football for a little bit.
Yeah, 1 month.
Yeah, exactly. And then we get started.
You know, we're just going to talk about the coaching trade. So now New England Patriots win. Their defensive coach signs a contract to be a head coach where?
Miami.
Yeah, and who's chosen Miami to cheer for?
Our listeners have chosen Miami as your official NFL team. So
that's right. So we'll see if that changes things.
It won't, but yeah, congratulations either way.
Nearly went back to the Chargers this year. Had they beat the Pats, I would have been like, I'm there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, don't worry. I had the audio cue all queued up for when you said, I'm going back to the Chargers. I'm like, oh, here's Roman denouncing the Chargers. Remember when? Anyway, okay. So
Been our last episode.
Yes. Calling somebody out. It's what we do. It's what we do. And sometimes we have to keep each other in check. And another great news. This year, I don't know if it's because people are unfollowing me or just not paying attention anymore.
Well, you're kind of an asshole, but
I am an asshole. But you know all the posts where it's like, is it Super Bowl today? I don't even fucking care. Like I they're down. So gym posts on Facebook about going to the gym are down. Super Bowl, I don't even give a shit what's going on.
I have to admit, I only saw maybe about 4 Super Bowl ads. I think it's the words getting out. Just shut the fuck up. Like, they're the most tolerant people in the world about, like, be the authentic you. And, you know, if you think you want to be a dentist, be a dentist. You want to be a ballerina, be a ballerina. Oh, but Gase is not interested in the Super Bowl. This guy is like, shut up.
Yeah, exactly. And again, we don't. And we have lots of stuff we're not interested in. Like, whenever I see stuff about, you mean, oh, did you watch The Bachelor last night? Fuck no. But if you get home from work and you had a hard day and you put the kids to bed and you curl up on the couch and you want to watch somebody get a fucking rose, if that's your thing, right on. It's just, you're not going to see me go on Facebook, oh, Bachelor finale tonight. Who doesn't give a fuck? This guy. Like, no, yeah. Of course not. So if whatever you're into, just fucking, and I'm not saying you can have an opinion, but if it's like a negative, you don't have to post it. You could be like, hey, right on Bachelor tonight. But you don't have to be the guy or the woman going, hey, fuck that. Like, fuck off.
Yeah. So I know. And like, it's always people who hate sports. It's the same.
Yeah, and you
people get
the same thing. I'm not watching sports ball tonight. I'm cheer home. They got the home team jerseys or whatever. Yeah,
go sports.
Go yes. Sports. Or yeah, get all the points. It's just like, what? It's like, okay, all right. Well, anyway, so and again, nobody's judging anything. Hey, my wife and I, we watch Outlander. And it is very homoerotic. Does it make me a homosexual? No. Does it make me less of a man? Maybe. But, you know, man, it's fine. Like, it's okay. Everybody's got their guilty pleasures, and everybody's got their things they watch. But if somebody's enjoying something, please don't piss on it. You know, I mean, like, come on. Like,
yeah, I mean, within reason.
Of course, yeah, exactly. Yeah. there are things.
There are universals, what the fucks, but we'll leave those alone.
Well, of course. And again, as long as everybody participating is of consenting age and indeed consenting, it's all cool in the gang. So
because those two things are important. Consenting age and them consenting.
Again, consent. Yeah. Not either or. It's both have to be solid. Yeah,
if one of those two things are missing, no bueno, man.
No bueno. Anyway, okay. I had a question on Facebook. Somebody was asking us, what are our views on cannabis?
Oh, right.
Yes.
It's fairly simple. I don't partake, but I don't really judge anybody who wants to. Yeah. I'm a landlord, so the only rule is that you don't smoke that in my house. You'll smoke anything in my house, cigarettes, whatever it is. You get to 10 feet from the property, do what the hell you want.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the same way. Again, I haven't partaken in a long, 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 long time. And again, it's just not for me. You mean it's just not one of those? Because if I swear, if we were at a party and I took a hit off a joint, I'd be sitting in the corner paranoid as fuck, thinking, oh my God, everybody knows I'm high, and they'd be right. But so it's just not my choice as you mean. So I got nothing against it. Also too, I'm a former cigarette smoker. I haven't had a cigarette in 8-9 years. So the thought of holding something up to my lips, whether it be vaping, penis, or cigarette or marijuana cigarettes, like
mostly penis.
Yes, but the thought of in filling my lungs full of smoke again is a no. If I'm ever going to do that again, it's going to be on my deathbed and it's going to be a player's light or a nice De Maurier cigarette. So it's just not for me. So, but the advantages with that.
I don't know what the problem is, Rob. It's like, you know, they say it shaves years off your life, but it's always the years at the end.
Oh yeah, exactly.
It's always the last year. So go ahead and smoke. And like, you were going to die at that age anyways. You just happen to just knock out those last couple of years.
Yeah.
You're like, oh no, you're not going to live to 70 years old. It's just like, well, yeah, but I got to enjoy smoking. So, you know.
Who cares? Exactly. But that's, and again, recently, not to make light of it, but I lost my grandmother late last year, and she was 91, and she didn't drink. She didn't smoke. She ate right. And her last few years were pretty rough. And that's the saying. It's like, unfortunately, when you tack 10 years onto your life, you don't get an extra 10 in your 20s. You get them at the end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but.
What was I want to say? That if you run every day, 2 miles a day for 5 years, you add 5 years to your life. It's like, yeah, well, you just spent them running.
Exactly. So basically, bottom line, as far as cannabis is concerned, I think they're doing a lot of research. It looks like it's helping a lot with cancer patients, especially with chemotherapy, a lot of pain management. It's an excellent alternative. From what I hear, we're not experts, so we're 100% behind it. I mean, use it responsibly. Obviously, don't get high and drive. Like, fuck, come on. Everybody's got a family. Don't do it. I mean, so, but yeah, that's it. That's our stance on the cannabis. So.
Okay, yeah. Cool. But going back to, you know, like guilty pleasures or things that people want to watch.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
All right. Here we go. I know there's a Pornhub site.
No. Let's go back to the movie that I was in, that I am in, Polar.
Yes.
Okay. So at the beginning, you know, I started to see some of the reviews and people are like, oh my God, this and this is that. And it's always never trust reviewers. All right.
Right.
The movie is now trending at number. It was trending on Netflix. It was on their trending portion.
Right.
And we didn't know how well it was doing because Netflix doesn't always release numbers. But on IMDb, where you go look up actors and movies and information.
Right.
About all projects. Polar is now trending number one. Ooh. And one of the actresses in our movie, the really beautiful Rubio Fee is now trending as number one on IMDb.
Oh.
That means take any actor you know in the world, any famous actor, Ruby is now higher than them in the trending.
Oh, nice.
She's number one, which is amazing. Like I'm at my highest I've ever been, like 9,000 something, right. Which is for me is amazing. I think 14,000 is the highest I've ever gotten. And then I go back down to like when this is all over, it'll go back down like 100,000, 300,000.
Oh yeah, exactly. And the average person with a podcast would be around 6,235,000. So don't
even more than
that. Exactly. Being up there in the top 10,000 or 5,000 is quite a feat. Considering how many, what?
Yeah, famous people are always in the 5,000, right? They rarely dip below that. It'll say top 5,000. You go in and gives it a specific number,
right?
But she, there was just so much buzz about this movie. People want to know about it so much that they just flooded IMDb to go have a look at it, and also my profile and everybody's profile. That all our numbers just skyrocketed. So
fantastic!
I'm pretty happy with that. It shows that people are interested. They are watching. We're still trending on. Netflix. So if you haven't seen it,
check it out.
Don't watch it with the kids.
No. Yeah, and exactly. And you know what? We're not going to give you a minute time to queue up where your scene is because they got to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. No, we're not doing that.
The only person I did that for, and for those who are wondering, yes, my mom did see my scene.
Yes.
And she's okay.
She's okay.
I listened to it on the phone with her.
Okay.
You know, so she's okay. And this type of movie is not for my mom, but she wanted to see the one scene.
Yes.
And so that was good because all my relatives in my family were like, don't let your mom see that scene. She's going to be so upset.
Yes.
That's she's awesome. Okay.
That's awesome. So congratulations to you and congratulations to everybody.
Well, congratulations to Jonas Åkerlund and everybody on the production staff and then all the actors. And, you know, so hopefully it leads to bigger and better things.
Yeah. Unfortunately, your character can't return for Polar 2.
Well, yeah, I just mean I can't.
Yeah.
I'm this a big fat true. Guy. I drop a little bit of weight. I'm a different character.
That's right. Awesome. Okay, you know what? We're pretty knee deep in the show. Do you want to do some headlines?
Sure, man. All right. So, first headline.
Yes.
World War One grenade discovered among potatoes at Hong Kong potato chip factory.
Oh no. Okay, let me just can I guess what's going on here?
Sure.
World War One grenade got buried over time in a field where they eventually started growing potatoes and it was just dug up.
Yeah, essentially that's what happened. They destroyed the damn thing, right? So it said that these are the grenades that they had likely been dug up by accident by potato harvesters in France.
Oh wow, okay.
Right, it was covered in mud, and it was sent. And basically, it was sent down to. I guess they shipped the potatoes off to. This is Hong Kong, and you know you have to wash potatoes and all that. And I guess, and then they decided, they're like, "Oh look," because it's World War One, so it's a very small, not even a pineapple. It looks like an apple with the pineapple design on it,
right?
And they just figured, "Oh, okay, well, yeah, here you go." what kind of flavors do these potatoes have? Very explosive. Very explosive. Like they explode explosive. In your mouth.
Ew.
Can you imagine fucking slicing that grenade?
Well, yeah, I can imagine being the guy in the line that sits there, like, and obviously they have machines that peel potatoes, but can you imagine this just hypothetically? They got the one guy picking up potatoes, peeling it, and like clink, clink, clink. What the fuck's this? Clink, out comes a pin.
There was no pin, there was no top on it. It was really weird looking. But can you imagine if it just went through the shredder and then boom?
Well, yeah.
And the other guy in the line just looks at the guy who's next to him and goes, "What'd you do, man?"
So, wow, that's really weird. So if you're like, is it just weird because of everything?
Well, there's so much ordnance dropped in France that they're still digging stuff up.
Oh, of course. I would assume so. Yeah. And
there's a person that's literally what they do in Germany and France and a few other places. They literally go around metal detectors, finding bombs that haven't exploded. And like, I saw one where they stacked it like a wood pile.
I think the best part about the story is the fact that it got all the way to Hong Kong. Right. You know what I mean, like it was transplanted, moved to Hong Kong. It's neat. Like it just shows you like exactly like you said how much you know what I mean is buried or still under the surface in a lot of these countries in Europe.
Yeah, and like as that time I opened up my bag of rice and found a samurai sword, and it happens, right?
It happens, yeah, exactly. Genghis Khan, there it's.
Yeah. Oh, don't need this. This is like a giant staff with a huge blade on it. Oh, don't need that.
Still sharp.
Damn you, Genghis.
Well, I pulled it out. I guess I better cut something. That's the thing with samurai swords, right? Once you unsheathe them, you better use them.
If you unsheathe them, you're supposed to draw blood.
That's right. Yes.
So a lot of times that if somebody unsheathed them and it didn't happen, they would end up by slicing their thumb on it or something just so the blood was there.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That makes sense.
The soul of the sword, but that's another story.
Excellent. Next headline.
Okay. Well, archaeologists discover first beer ever brewed in the UK.
What? First? Okay, keep going on with the story. I got lots of questions. Cool.
So they made an incredible discovery while working on a project to widen a major road, evidence that is believed to be the first beer brewed in the UK. The team working along the A14, highway between Cambridge and Huntingdon,
yes,
said tiny fragments of a charred residue from the beer-making process were found in excavated earth. The experts believe that the aged brew could date back to 400 BC. It's a well-known fact that the ancient populations used beer-making process to purify water and to create a safe source of hydration. So while they were doing this got dug up, but this is potentially the earliest physical evidence of that process taking place in the UK. They said the person was one of 250 archaeologists on that infrastructure project that made the find, because I knew when I looked at these tiny fragments under a microscope that I had something special. Basically, like whenever they dig up something really big in England,
right?
Because it's so old in the UK,
yes,
right? They have archaeologists that are also part of the projects because
they're going to be on site.
They literally found when they were digging up a a parking lot. They literally found the body of Richard III under a parking lot.
Yeah. And I think the irony was he was under the spot marked R3 or something, or it's something. There's don't quote me on that. There is some sort of irony of to where he was found.
Right. So it happens all the time. So they always have these people on staff, right? It's kind of like if for anybody who watches the modern version, which is like Oak Island, the search for a treasure on Oak Island, they have Laird Nivens there, who's a Canadian archaeologist.
Yep.
And they start digging stuff up and they have to stop and they got to get permits and then he identifies what it is. And then he's like, okay, he tells them to move forward or stop or whatever. And yeah, it's required. So you don't damage history.
Well, yeah, exactly. And again, in Canada, we do have a lot of history. We have a lot of Native American history, but it's sporadic. But
yeah, but on the East Coast, we have a lot of Viking history and we have a lot of Templar history that was hidden from us. There was a lot of like Portuguese, Spanish, French, English. So whenever, you know, like if they were ever to start digging up the Plains of Abraham putting up offices.
Yeah.
Right now it's a historic place, but you never know.
You never know. But yeah, exactly. But the thing is, England's such a small island and it's been conquered and ruled and populated for thousands and thousands and thousands
of years. But that section hasn't been touched, right?
Exactly.
So they were start digging that up, and that's where the war between the French and English took place, for those who don't know. French guys, they did not win.
They did not win, though.
But you would find all kinds of stuff. You'd find sword tips. You'd find, you know, musket balls.
Fleshlights.
Probably.
You know the French.
This is a jar just filled with pig fat. I wonder what it was used for. By that circular indentation, I'm going to let you guess.
For that recipe, email romanpunnycast@gmail.com and Roman will his homemade tricks and tips.
Can of corn and then a can of Crisco and then the empty one and fill the other. You're done.
I think you're done. Okay. Wow, that's really cool. So I'm assuming this is like mead. Remember they used to cook mead? Like, is that a thing? Like, is
it's mead? Mead was a little more bready.
Yes.
And it's probably the same type of recipe. It actually had protein and all that, and it was used to not only keep the population drunk but also fed enough so that they could like keep building pyramids and shit like that, you know.
In England.
I know, but in Egypt, that's what they use.
Of course, yeah. Okay, sorry.
So that just basically the beer travels.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Travels, you know, so recipes and all that stuff. So eventually it made its way up to where they are, right?
Yep. Fantastic. Okay, so next headline.
Police seek volunteers to drink to excess.
Okay, good. Right.
Want to get drunk on the police department's dime? Sounds unbelievable. One Pennsylvania police department is giving three lucky volunteers a chance to help train officers in field sobriety tests. So it says don't bother applying. The police department posted their Facebook request on Wednesday and was flooded with eager volunteers. So look, they got new trainees and they're like, we got to train these people on how to do breathalyzers.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, well, who do we hire to do that? Let's just hire anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we'll get to test at different stages, right? Well, you have to be in good health and you have to be, no medical conditions. But if you pass all the little standards they have, they're like, woo, free beer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's just it. And they have to be trained to recognize. And of course, I'm going to be a little biased. Probably a little easier in the States to realize when somebody's drunk, but up here in Canada, like a country of drinkers, you mean, much like Ireland, much like all the stigmas you get. Yeah. It's going to be, the training is much more severe because it's way harder to tell when somebody's
drunk. If you're from the Commonwealth States.
Yes, exactly. Way harder to tell when we're hammered,
you know? So what, there's us, there's UK.
Yeah.
There's Australia.
it's making sense, isn't it?
Who's
it?
South Africa? Are they in the Commonwealth? Yes. Yeah, basically, they're all known as hard drinkers.
Yeah, exactly. So
good luck.
Well, I'm heading down to Chicago in April, and you know myself, I don't drink anymore. It's not because of an issue. It's just something I just stopped for a while, and it's going well. It's been about a year and a half. So, but does, if I go down to Chicago, if I have an American Coors Light, is that really considered drinking? No way. No, I don't think so.
It's all good. It's all good.
It's excellent. So that's awesome. Okay. So ancient.
Yeah. And I'll probably get people of different sizes just to show them, like, okay, different stages.
Right.
He's had one beer. So you get three people of different weight categories.
Yeah.
And then, you know, probably a woman as well. And, you know, in that mix so that know, like, affects people differently. And yeah. So yeah. Good job. Let's hire a bunch of, let me check your driving license. Oh, three DWIs or three DUIs. Yeah. We're not hiring you.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm a professional. No. You're a chronic is what you are.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Next headline. Right.
Yeah. Last story here.
Okay.
Half naked woman accused of pleasuring herself continued after she was handcuffed.
Yes. Go on. This is what I was waiting for.
Half naked woman seen pleasuring herself at two Texaco businesses. Didn't know when to stop. After her arrest, the woman continued to masturbate while handcuffed and in the back seat of the cop car, police say. Oh, geez, man. He'd be getting clean.
Well, okay. So is this, I'm assuming the cuffs, she was cuffed in the front. Like,
who knows? Well, I know, but sometimes when you're, depending on how skinny you are, those cuffs can end up in the front pretty fast.
Yeah.
She was charged with indecent exposure on Wednesday after being booked at the, so I won't say the where.
No.
But it was in Austin. The police call received at JW Marriott. So that's the hotel.
Right.
About a woman pleasuring herself on the hotel patio.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Honey, let's go look at the patio we have. Oh, God, don't look at the neighbor. Okay. When the two officers arrived, they found the woman had moved across the street sitting at a restaurant patio. And according to a report, when the officers approached, the woman's arms stopped moving under the table and she rested them on the top. The police officers observed that the person was not wearing any pants. Well, that'll do it. Because I mean, I do that for recording, but that's just me.
Yeah.
According to documents, the hotel employee saw the woman holding a silver object to her genitals with her legs straight up in the air, spread open like a dead horse.
I think that's called dead bug position.
Yeah. The employee added he could hear her making moaning noises. And when he tried to approach her, because I'm sure he's like, hey, can I help you with anything?
Yeah, exactly.
She yelled at him to stay away. According to the report, the employee told the police that the woman was masturbating on the hotel patio for approximately 7 or 8 minutes before she went to the restaurant across the street. Well, 7, 8 minutes makes sense.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, at least she's realistic with her masturbation.
Yeah, exactly.
She yelled at him, so she was probably being realistic about that, too.
Well, of course. Yeah. You're fucking up my chi here. I'm almost there. Either go away or fucking grab something and help out.
Jeez. Now, I don't know if this is some sort of mental thing, if it's a compulsion or, you know. But
I don't know. In a world of Instagram and Snapchat, there's a lot of exhibitionists out there. Like, you know, like guys were coming to realize, like, maybe – I don't know. Was she looking for attention? Was it, or is it a kink?
Well, I think maybe it's a kink. I think maybe, I don't know if she has to hit a quota.
A quota? Yeah, but come on. Like, you know, and what gets me is we get back to the original, with the beginning of the story is, she was masturbating in the cop car. So like normally, not from experience, but no, like normally when you're put into a police vehicle, your hands are cuffed behind your back.
Well, she's probably like, well, I'm here, I might as well finish.
Well, of course.
Yeah. What are they going to charge me with? More masturbation?
Yes. Exactly. You're getting charged anyway.
Yeah, and it's you know what? It's such an odd case because, okay, we know that men will do this stuff. Men get caught flashing, jerking off in public. Some dudes are fucking morons and some they just can't control themselves. But this is a rare thing for a woman because this is not something I've seen too often in my life.
No, yes.
You know what I mean? So, like, they must have been like, what is happening?
Yeah, it's I don't know. Maybe it's a, well, fuck it. Again, it could be a
kink. At first you might think, hey, this is a, if you're there, you're like, oh, I'm going to go check this out. But in reality, you're like, okay, you know what? This is kind of gross.
This is weird, yeah.
Yeah, I just, I this is not a turn on. This is, we're not at a strip bar. It's some sort of kinky thing. You're just some freaking woman who keeps touching yourself, and I need you to stop.
Yeah, in a restaurant, when people are trying to eat. You know what I mean? Yeah, I need to see your glistening fingers. Oh, and handling the cutlery. Like, a side note, I went to the mall. I think it was a couple weeks ago. I can't believe I didn't bring this up. But there was a, I parked in the parking lot, but there at kind of the back of the parking lot, trying to be unseen, there was a car with the windows fogged up, but you saw two soles of the shoes on either side of the steering wheel on the dash and music blaring. There's two people in the car. So I know, you know, something's going on, right? You know, it's just like, what the fuck? Like, come on. And parking at the back of the parking lot. Now, I'm going to give you a little pro tip, boys and girls. Okay. If you're going to be fooling around, you know what I mean, playing stinky fingers or whatever you're doing in a parking lot, that's cool. But don't park at the back where you think no one's going to see you. It's very obvious. If there's a parking lot that's half full and you park in an empty spot 10 rows behind where there's no car between you and another 10 rows, you're up to something. If you see two cars at the back of a parking lot parked side by side at the back, 9 times out of 10, there's a drug deal going on. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it just, you would make it way less obvious if whatever you're doing in a meeting up in a parking lot or fooling around a parking lot, if you'd kind of mingle your vehicle in a little closer to the rest of them. When you separate yourself, you're really sticking out like a sore thumb. So, pro
tip.
This
is true. This is true.
So, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, what is it? Was the woman actually charged?
It just says that she was in the, it says, according to the court documents. So, obviously, she was charged. Charged with indecent exposure. Nothing else that it says here. So, yeah, indecent exposure. And, yeah,
and you're right. It, like, why not finish in the cop car?
Yeah,
because like, I mean, like you said, you're going down anyway.
Oh, I'm I see that you're masturbating in my cop car. Well, that'll be masturbation times two.
Yes, exactly. Two counts of masturbation.
said no cop ever. So
yeah, exactly.
What's the most you can do? Is just like, stop that.
And again, it's a valid point. Again, I probably mentioned this before, but side story. When I was in high school, we had smoking sections. This is back in the 80s, kids.
Right.
So you didn't have to actually leave the property to have a cigarette, but we had smoking sections. Now, students were allowed to smoke before and after school and during lunch, but not in between classes. You couldn't sneak out and grab a smoke in between French and English, right? So, of course, being a smoker and being a teenager, I would sneak out in between classes, except, I'm going to the smoking section. You know what I mean? Like, because you're dumb when, yeah, if you're going to break the school rules, you might as well break them where it's less obvious. So I went to the smoking section. I'm trying to have a real quick cigarette and just a couple drags before I go to my next class. Any smoker will know exactly what I'm talking about. Vice principal walks out. Mr. Cast. Oh, shit. It's like, you're smoking in between classes. You're coming with me. And I'm like, and I literally just lit the cigarette. And I'm like, well, just hang on one second. So I'm obviously busted. He said, yeah, yes, this is still the smoking section, right? So it's permitted. Well, it's a legal permit where I can smoke. Yeah. Can I finish this cigarette? And he kind of looks at me sideways. I'm like, well, hear me out. I'm going to already do the time. I'm already committed to crime. Can I at least finish the crime? And he kind of looks at me sideways and he goes, yeah, why not finish your smoke? And I literally finished my cigarette and then ashed it out. Okay. And then went and got my detention slip. And it was, but it, how cool was that? Now, but, and also too, as a teenager, you're thinking, oh, that's teenager logic, right? Come on.
Yeah. Like, no, well, the thing is, it's like, if you're in the middle of robbing a bank, we're about to breach the bank.
No, of course not.
Robbing the bank.
The cigarette was lit. The crime was committed. Whether I had one drag or 10 wasn't going to change anything.
So then let's say you live in a house and you're banging your neighbor.
Of course, as you do. Go on.
And your wife comes in and sees you, freaks out, and runs down the stairs out the door, right?
Right.
Do you just finish?
Do you just?
I mean, because there's nothing you can do to fix that problem in the immediacy.
Well, no, and you don't want to be like, you mean, oh, don't worry, honey, don't worry, it's in her ass. I would never put it in her vagina. That's our thing.
No, but do you finish?
And then what do you think is going
to
happen?
It's, and be rude to the person you're having sex with?
You know? Well, yeah, because at that point you're cheating on your spouse and you don't want to be rude. Like, come on, like,
hey, you're already going to lose half your shit already. You might as well bust a nut over it.
Again, you'd have to be a cold motherfucker. Like,
nobody can fuck. First of all, I couldn't even cheat on somebody. It's just not.
No, of course not. And again, that's what I say all the time. If you're having problems, and you're going to cheat on somebody, and know you're going to put your partner through that kind of hurt, just go ahead and leave them. And be do it properly instead of putting somebody, because you don't love them anyway. So, you mean?
Yeah. And be clear about it, because I had a buddy of mine in high school. He kept arguing with his girlfriend and all that. And at one point, she was leaving the vehicle. She was upset. And he's like, all right, whatever. He says, and they were arguing the whole time. He's like, whatever, we're done. But, you know, she thought the argument was done. He meant they were done.
We're on a break.
So then like 3 days later, she calls him up to kind of like apologize and just kind of like see what's going on. It's like, hey, what are you doing? It's like, why are you calling me? It's like, well, I just, you know, I figured, you know, what's going on. It's like, well, we're not together anymore. Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? He goes, we broke up in the car. He's like, no, we didn't. I told you it was over. No, in the room. You know, and she just got to, she's like, no. And then she was like totally devastated. She didn't realize that she just went through a breakup and wasn't told.
Yeah. Well, you know, high school is awkward and weird. Awesome. Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to wrap this up. I'm going to put a bow on it, do a little bit of housekeeping. And hey, episode 150 is now seconds away from being in the books. So there we go.
Me without my kazoo.
Without your kazoo. You're blowing on something else a little earlier. So remember, find us on Twitter, at Roman Podcast on Twitter. You can find myself. I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. You can find Roman LeBeau. He is the Roman LeBeau on Instagram and Twitter, and Roman Citizens, I believe, on everything else, including Christian Grinder and the Snapchat and all the other good stuff.
And Christian Snap Grind.
Christian Snap Grind. Is that Pentecostal? I don't know. That's another show. We don't have time to get into that.
Yes, but you got to bring the snakes.
You have to bring the snakes. Right. So, and don't forget, the networks we're on. We're on the Tangent Bound Network. We're on the EMC Podcast Network. We're also endorsed by Emotionally 14. That's emotionally14.com. Numerical 14. Don't spell it out, but check out all three platforms for a lot of awesome shows and a lot of awesome content. And speaking of friends of ours, Fifth Cast, out in Alberta, were posting. They posted a picture of their. They have a little fridge in their recording studio, and the Roman Podcast sticker is on the fridge with a lot of other awesome shows. So it's a real place of honor, and we appreciate it, gentlemen.
I saw that. Looks good.
Yeah, it looks awesome. So, Fear MBI Razor, thank you very much for that. That's totally cool. So, okay, onwards and upwards. What else am I forgetting? Oh yeah, RomanPodcast.com for our merch. You go to RomanPodcast.com or .ca. It'll take you right to our T Public store. You can get our logo, our new logo, our vintage logo, and a whole bunch of other stuff. You can get it on a cell phone case. You can get sweaters and shirts and hoodies and even those old rock star shirts from the 80s. Everything's on there. So you can check out any merch you want. Go to RomanPodcast.com. And don't forget our Tasty Nude campaign. You have any Tasty Nudes you want to send Roman? Send them to RomanPodcast@gmail.com. You have any Tasteful Nudes, you can send them care of Rob. Same address, RomanPodcast@gmail.com. And last but not least, our review reach around. Would you like to give Roman or Rob a 150th episode review reach around? Go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and review. And we call that the review reach around.
Yep, that's a 5-star. You can't charge me twice for the same crime reach around.
So, until next week, I'm Rob Gast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangent Bound Network? That's right. Go check out tangentboundnetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangentboundnetwork.com. www.thisismark.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.